Hare Krishna. So we will be reading from Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita, and then after that there will be a video shown in the slideshow room. We're reading from one of the last sections. And this part is called World Tour. February 1975. Srila Prabhupada returned to Mexico in February of 1975. During the 3 years that had passed since his first visit, more centers had opened in the Caribbean and South America. In Trinidad, the Dominican Republic, and Puerto Rico, American disciples had worked with local devotees to establish centers. Also in Caracas and Buenos Aires, many people had contacted Prabhupada's disciples and began chanting and reading the books. In 1974, Srila Prabhupada appointed Ridayananda Goswami the governing body commissioner for all of Latin America, and from that point, the Krishna consciousness movement in Latin America began rapidly expanding. Prabhupada wrote to his newly appointed GBC secretary, "Just as Hansa Dutta and Bhagavan have gone to foreign countries and arranged for a solid program of translation, printing, and distribution of my books by Sankirtan Party, so you will also find the devotees in South America willing to help you in this noble project, which is for the benediction of the suffering humanity. My own Guru Maharaj stressed the printing and distribution of literature even over gorgeous temple construction, and I also was printing even before I had big temples in the US. So, you may follow the footsteps of the previous acharyas while always strictly following the regulative principles for spiritual strength." With Srila Prabhupada's blessings and with intense youthful energy, Ridayananda Goswami traveled constantly from one South American country to another, preaching the message of Srila Prabhupada and organizing the distribution of his books in Spanish and Portuguese. Srila Prabhupada was pleased to hear of his disciples' progress. "I have received a copy of the Spanish Back to Godhead, and it is done very nicely. The printing is very beautiful, and I thank you very much for doing such a nice job. I'm very glad to hear you have printed 100,000 copies of this magazine. Now give them to everyone. Also, I'm very happy to hear the other books will be coming out very soon. If you can finish Bhagavad Gita as it is in Spanish and show me at the Mayapur festival, that will be very sublime. Please print as many books as possible. This is my real pleasure. By printing these books of our Krishna conscious philosophy in so many different languages, we can actually inject our movement into the masses of persons all over the world, especially there in the Western countries, and we can literally turn whole nations into Krishna conscious nations. Thank you for representing me there in South America by stressing the importance of attendance to the morning and evening programs and following all of the spiritual practices. This is wanted. Without these things, there is no devotional life." In all of his letters to Srila Prabhupada, Ridayananda Maharaj humbly requested Prabhupada to visit the centers most ready to receive him, Mexico City and Caracas. Prabhupada replied that he wanted to visit and would do so on his next Western tour. Leaving Bombay in January 1975, Srila Prabhupada made his way west by his usual route, Hong Kong, Tokyo, and Hawaii. Ridayananda Goswami flew to Hawaii just to make sure Srila Prabhupada would come to Mexico. Two or three times between 1972 and 1975, the devotees in Mexico thought Srila Prabhupada was definitely coming. Once they had been within 2 hours of his expected arrival, with the temple fully decorated with flowers, when his secretary had phoned and said Srila Prabhupada would come later. On that occasion, the devotees had become overwhelmed and had thrown flowers and handfuls of cake at one another while crying and laughing. When Srila Prabhupada finally came in February 1975, Hridayananda Maharaj arranged for a first-class reception at the airport. He convinced the airport and police officials that Srila Prabhupada should be met with a special car just as he came down the ramp from the airplane, that he and his party should bypass immigration and customs formalities, and that police on motorcycles should escort his car all the way to the temple. Srila Prabhupada smiled with pleasure to see all this take place. He was prepared to undergo difficulties, but he also often complained about immigration officers who were so ignorant of spiritual etiquette as to question a sadhu at the border. He sometimes compared the immigration man to watchdogs. "Ruff, ruff, where's your visa?" Formerly, a sadhu would be allowed to enter even the king's palace, Srila Prabhupada said. But Srila Prabhupada was often delayed, searched, quarantined, and even refused entry into a country. Therefore, the proper reception by the government and police of Mexico was a pleasant surprise. With sirens wailing, two police motorcycles led the way onto the highway, as Srila Prabhupada, profusely garlanded, sat in the rear of the black limousine, chanting on his beats and discussing Krishna conscious plans with his leading disciples. For this visit, the devotees at the temple were fully prepared. Some of them remembered how Srila Prabhupada had arrived in 1972 to find the temple almost empty. Most of the devotees being en route to the airport to greet him. This time they had been rehearsing his arrival for weeks. Tonio Fernandez: "We practiced the conch shell, the cartels, everything. Someone would even go on the top of the roof and say that he saw the car of Prabhupada. In this way we rehearsed." Somebody climbed up on the roof and was like, "The car of Srila Prabhupada is coming," like a practice, even before the car was coming. "I was in charge of the sound control and I had to run from there to the gate. It had been decided beforehand where everyone would sit when Prabhupada gave a class. But when Prabhupada actually came, someone blew the conch shell out of time and all the devotees started to run." Kshiti Mohan: "It was a scene with players and the play was that Prabhupada was coming. We had practiced, but now it was the real thing. The first car that came was Prabhupada's servants. The devotees were having ecstasies because they thought it was Prabhupada. As soon as they saw a devotee that didn't look Mexican, they started to feel that Prabhupada was here. Prabhupada's servants said to the devotees in charge of the program, 'Take it easy. Now Prabhupada is going to arrive at any moment.' Then two of Prabhupada's servants went up to look at Prabhupada's room to see if it was ready or if anything was missing. After that, the kirtan calmed down a little, so we could hear the conch shell, but had to wait half an hour because Prabhupada's car was coming slowly. The boy on the roof finally saw Prabhupada's car, but he forgot to blow the conch shell and began to yell, 'Prabhupada is coming! Prabhupada is coming! Have kirtan! Jai Prabhupada! Jai Prabhupada!' It was a very exciting moment. Prabhupada's car then appeared and slowly moved onto the property. It stopped a little before the front door. Then Prabhupada got out and everyone threw petals from the roof. Hridayananda Maharaj opened the car door and Prabhupada, in a very particular way, came out and stood up and looked all around. Everyone was giving his obeisances to Prabhupada, but at the same time, no one knew exactly what was happening. Hridayananda Maharaj was more excited than anyone else. He was telling the devotees, 'Kirtan, kirtan!' Nanda Pran: "When Prabhupada came to the temple, he was besieged with a rain of petals. There were two lines of devotees and karmis mixed, and Prabhupada passed through. Everything was well organized. People were throwing petals. The line started from the beginning of the entrance all the way to the temple house. Everyone was throwing petals, and Prabhupada went all the way into the main hall where they had his Vyasasan. But instead of going to sit down, he went into the small temple room to see the deities. After Prabhupada saw the deities, he looked at the temple room. Oh, much improved. Then Hridayananda Maharaj invited him to go to the Vyasasan where Prabhupada sat, and they washed his feet and did a Guru Puja. It was a better standard than the first time. Roberto Ruiz. I had never seen Srila Prabhupada before that. I was seeing him in pictures and in the magazine, but I had never seen him personally, so I was very nervous. As soon as he will see me, I thought, he will know I am a cheater. He will look through me. He will look through my demoniac nature. Then finally Srila Prabhupada arrived at the temple. The devotees received him with a shower of flower petals. The reception was nice, because as soon as he arrived at the airport, someone had called the temple and told us, Prabhupada is here. He has put his lotus feet in Mexico. Kshiti Mohan. The big windows in the main hall were painted with plastic yellow paint, and the sun was shining through on Prabhupada's face like amber. One man was on the left side, and another strong man was on the right. They were the kshatriyas of Prabhupada. They were looking after him if someone wanted to cross in front of him. Prabhupada started to sing, Vandeham, and the devotees and guests tried to follow, but most of them just let it go. After Guru Puja, Prabhupada spoke in English to the assembled devotees. As usual, after every few sentences, his words were translated by one of the devotees. My dear devotees, ladies and gentlemen, Prabhupada began, I am very glad to see you again. I think after 4 years, I was trying to come here again. I like this place, but due to various engagements and due to my old age also, I could not come earlier. But this time, by arrangement of Aridayananda Maharaj, I have been forced to come here. At these words, the devotees burst into appreciative laughter. So I must thank you for your nice reception. I was received by police escort very nicely, and I remember once I traveled with the governor of UP in 1962 from Lucknow to Kanpur. So exactly we were driving in the same fashion, escorted by the police motorcycle. So anyway, I am so pleased to see you that you are interested in this Krishna consciousness movement. So the Krishna consciousness movement is very, very important for the human society. It is not exactly a religious movement as it is understood in the Western countries. Religion is described in the English dictionary as a kind of faith. And once again, the pure transcendental message was coming from Prabhupada's lotus-like mouth in the company of the devotees of Mexico. Their great saintly spiritual master, the spiritual master of the whole world, was now again with them in Iscon, Mexico, and the devotees listened and watched them with rapt attention. It is very simple and easy, Prabhupada said, describing Krishna consciousness. If you do not know, if you are not educated, if you have no asset, you can simply chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And if you are educated, a logician, a philosopher, you can read our books, which are already 50 in number. There will be about 75 books of 400 pages to convince the philosopher, scientist, and educationist what is Krishna consciousness. They're published in English as well as other European languages. Take advantage of this. Along with the deity worship in this temple, hold classes at least 5 hours, as in the schools and colleges. There are regular classes, 45-minute class, then 5 or 5 minute recess, again, 45-minute class, in this way. So we have got enough subject matter to study, and if we study all these books, to finish them, it will take at least 25 years. So you are all young men. I request you to engage your time in reading books and chanting, in deity worship, in going to preach, selling books. Don't be lazy. Always remain engaged. Then, that is Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada spoke briefly, then he asked for questions. A guest asked, if everyone is spirit soul, then isn't sex life also spiritual? Prabhupada, there is no sex life in the spirit soul. Sex life is in the material body. We are not this body. But because we are in this body, therefore we are thinking pleasure of the body is pleasure of the soul. Second question, who are we? Why are we here and where are we going? Prabhupada, you are all living entities. You wanted to come here, just like I wanted to come to your city. I have come here. Similarly, you wanted to come to this material world and enjoy. So because you wanted to enjoy this material world, you have come here. Krishna has allowed you to come here, and you are trying to enjoy this material world. This is called struggle for existence, but you will never be happy with this material world. It is simply a struggle for existence. Therefore, you should go back to home, back to Godhead. Then you'll be happy. That's all. At the end of the questions and answer session, A Mexican lady stood up spontaneously and said in English, "In the name of all the guests and all the Mexico City temple, we welcome you."
So we leave it there. Watch video. Yep. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.